The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. It is approaching 36 minutes after the top of the hour. And as promised, we're going to go right back to the phones. And I've got Joe in Gahanna. Joe, thank you for calling. Welcome. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Bob. Thank you for all your common sense. It's just so plain as the nose on your face. And this is all resulting from the stolen election. And the terrorists are coming to Taliban checkpoints. They let them in.
Well, we don't know yet. We know very few details right now, but somehow this suicide bomber made it to the gate of the airport, and beyond that, we don't know. We can't trust the Taliban. There is no doubt about that. However, the Taliban does have self-interest in keeping ISIS from attacking because, well, that makes them look bad as well. So there's just too much unknown right now to speculate on who did what, who knew what. But we know this. We would not be in this position if the evacuation plan had been more strategic, if the contingencies had been better examined. The death of these U.S. soldiers clearly is a result of the failure of planning preparation by the administration and our American military, which is just so incredibly sad.
Well, they don't have a leader that capable of reflecting and providing input anyway. All he knows is that he may be losing his intellect, but all he knows is he still has a will. He still has willpower, and he can still control people. And the Democrats are afraid to get rid of him. They're afraid to go around him because that will make them look so bad in the next election if they have
There's a lot of truth to that, but there is a growing discontent among Democrats for Joe Biden because of the next election. If they stay loyal to Joe Biden, then they have to own this failure. And I think a whole lot of Democrats know that if they support Joe Biden in this, then the next election, they're going to have to own that. So many, many Democrats are turning on Joe Biden. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go to Paul in Grove City. Paul, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome.
Hey, Bob. Yeah, it's a sad day
indeed
for our country. And we kind of knew, I guess, that something like this would probably happen. But, you know, I watched that video of the YouTube fella, the Navy SEAL you put on a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And if the worst thing or the best thing I would think that Biden could do right now is kind of lead by what that fella said. I mean, if that guy was probably the closest of with Trump in office, it never would have gotten to this point, for one, just maybe because of his ego that he would
I agree. They would be the Taliban was scared to death of Trump because they thought he was a nut job.
Yeah.
You know, and they were afraid of him. And listen, fear when it comes to dealing with terrorists is a good thing. If you if we understand human nature, if we have a biblical worldview, and if we understand what the New Testament says about the purpose of civil government, evil people should fear the righteous. Evil people should fear the government. That is a good thing. I don't think anyone fears Biden. And you know what?
Yeah.
And again, I hate it when people try to be experts and they don't know anything. And I've already admitted over and over again, I don't know a thing. So this is just purely my opinion. Here is what I wish Joe Biden would say when he addresses the nation in, who knows, around 20 minutes. I wish he would say, you know what? We've really blown this up until now. We've made some mistakes. We, our planning, our preparation was not sufficient. We didn't know that the Taliban would take over so quickly and so forth. And one of the biggest mistakes we made was abandoning Bagram Air Force Base. But I am announcing right now that I am authorizing our U.S. military to use whatever force is necessary to regain Bagram Air Force Base. We are going to put a sizable presence on that Air Force Base, and we are issuing a ruling to the Taliban and to ISIS. If you touch one more American, we are going to find you and we are going to kill you. So if you are in the Air Force base, you better leave now while you have a chance, because if you stay, we're going to wipe you out. That's our base, and we are retaking it. That's what I wish he would say. I don't think he will.
No. Yeah, I totally agree. You kind of go right along with that guy, the Navy SEAL fella that you talked about the other day.
And then, and then when it's safe to withdraw, okay, withdraw. But I personally think, because of what we know about the Taliban, we kept them at bay with 2,500 soldiers. That's all we had in the entire country. Mm-hmm. We have not had an American soldier killed in Afghanistan in way over a year and a half.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Biden has been in charge 7 months, and we've lost 12.
Lost 12.
Most deadly attack on U.S. military in 10 years under his watch.
Yeah. Well, so, and the thing, too, Bob, I wanted to say is, you know, I'm hearing talk again about we need to impeach him, get him out and everything, but, man, look at what's waiting in the wings. And I can't see. There's people that are talking about how Trump's coming back. There's Trump's coming back. No.
Trump's not coming back.
It's not coming back.
No, Trump is not coming back. There's still the conspiracy rumors that, it was, the conspiracy rumor was that in the middle of August, Trump was going to come back as president. Well, guess what? We've passed the middle of August and Trump didn't come back. I wish he was back. But he's not coming back. I don't think he'll run for re-election. I don't think. But I'm with you. I'm torn because if I think Biden needs, I think the most honorable thing for Biden to do would resign. I really do, and I think he should. If not, I think he should be removed. I think he should be impeached, knowing that we would get Kamala Harris. I realize that, but how can we let this man stay in office for another 3.5 years? Look at what he's done in 7 months. I mean, look at what's happening on the southern border. Look at what's happening in the economy, and unemployment is going up. There is no way to measure any success of his presidency in 7 months. It's a disaster. It's a failure, and now we're losing lives.
Bob, you there?
I am here.
I didn't know if you heard any of that or not.
I don't know. What did you say? Maybe I didn't hear. I'll give you the last word because I'm coming up on a break. You got the last word.
I'll piggyback on Al. I think we really do need to pray for our country right
now. Absolutely. Absolutely. And while I am extremely critical of Biden and I wish he was gone, I'm praying for him that he will start making right decisions.
Yes, sir.
Because we've already learned that his wrong decisions now have cost American lives. We don't want him making any more wrong decisions. So we need to pray he starts making right decisions.
Yeah. Well, if he did like you were talking about earlier, I bet you his ratings would go up. If there would be anything that he would do right, his ratings would probably go through the roof.
Yeah, but, I would think so.
I don't know how much of his administration is looking at the ratings, but man.
Well, the polls just came out in New Hampshire. He did as well in New Hampshire as any state in America in the last election. He is now underwater considerably in New Hampshire. First time since he's been president. Hey, I got to go, Paul. Always good to talk to you. God bless you.
All right, man. Bob, God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Maybe you want to sound off. And you know what? Maybe you think I am completely wrong. I promise I will listen to you and treat you with respect. If you feel I'm completely wrong on this, my number, 877-BOB-LIVE.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right, we're going to leave Afghanistan, at least for now. Anytime you want to call and share your thoughts, 877-BOB-LIVE. But we're going to leave that and talk about something else very serious today, and that is COVID. Now, from the very, very beginning of this, I have stressed over and over and over again, we cannot live our lives in fear. We cannot panic. We've got to be rational. We've got to look critically at everything we see and hear and read, because I continue to believe that in 4 or 5 years, when we look back on this, almost everything we have been told has been wrong. I still believe that. It doesn't mean that everything is wrong. And something else I have said from the very beginning, this is not a hoax. It's real. This is a deadly disease. And we can't minimize that. And those, if there are those in my audience, and I want to say this kindly, I want to say it gently, but I want to say it truthfully. If I have people in my audience who honestly believe some of the conspiracy theories that this is all a hoax, there is no such thing as COVID, you know, people are not really dying from COVID. Hey, listen, folks, wake up and start looking at facts. I don't think the masks do a thing. And now, most of the research is on my side. Most of the research is now indicating the masks really don't help. They might be 10% effective if you wear them perfectly. And nobody does. So I don't think the masks are effective at all. And all the mask mandates, I think, is silly. I think it's foolish. But at the same time, this is serious stuff. Ohio Health has announced today here in Central Ohio that they are pausing some elective surgeries because of the surge in COVID hospitalizations. And there is a surge. Today we had over 5,000 new cases. That is of great concern, folks. It is. And as I said, I think I have been a voice of reason and calm, and I'm not panicking, and neither should you. But Joy and I had breakfast with a dear, dear, precious friend this morning, and she was telling us that her granddaughter is in a local hospital on a ventilator because of COVID. When it hits home, it becomes serious. When you don't know anybody that's had COVID, then you can say, it's no big deal. You know, hey, it is a big deal. I've told you about this missionary here in Central Ohio who is in Ohio State in intensive care, and he has been hovering near death now for several days. It will take a miracle for him to survive. 45 years old, absolutely healthy, athlete, runner. And COVID, I'm praying it doesn't happen, but COVID could take his life. So I say all of that. And by the way, Joy and I in the last couple of months have known several people who have come up with COVID, some of them extremely ill. Others have had it, blew through it, you know, just minor symptoms and so forth. The common denominator, and this is not scientific, I want to make that clear. This is anecdotal on my part. All of the people, without exception, in the last 6 months that have become seriously ill with COVID or have died, none of them have been vaccinated. None. Not one. Now, again, that's purely anecdotal. That is not a scientific survey. I'm just talking about our experience, the people we know. Those that have gotten very seriously ill, required hospitalization, or died. None of them have been vaccinated. On the other hand, we've known several people who were vaccinated who tested positive, had very, very mild symptoms, and almost nothing. Again, purely anecdotal. I will repeat what I've been saying now for several days. I'm not telling you to get the vaccine. I'm really not. But from what we're seeing right now, if you do not, please have a good reason. Please have a good reason.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.